I'll tell you what can conjure up some real conflicts around the house is dealing with wallpaper. Wallpaper was so popular for so many years, and so many people now are wanting to remove wallpaper and paint or maybe some other alternative thing there. And Kim is joining us right now with a little frustration about that very thing. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny. We recently purchased an older home, and several of the rooms have wallpaper. We started to take it off, but the drywall, all the drywall paper is coming off with it. So we stopped, and we don't know where to go from there.
Okay. Well, let me kind of guide you through it a little bit there, because certainly that has happened to me many times, as recently as about a month ago.
You're smart to stop, though.
Yeah.
It's to stop before peeling off all the paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the things that you can do, first of all, if you have the drywall paper that has peeled off, you have to be very careful not to apply drywall joint compound to that raw drywall. It seems, different that not to do that. But what you have to do first is use an oil primer. Now, that can be just a spray can of oil primer that you spray over it to seal the pores of the drywall before you put the joint compound on it to smooth it out. So you'll have to do that. And then the other wallpaper that you're removing, I would suggest that you, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will have our producer email you this formula I'm about to give you, and also anybody else is having this challenge, we'll post it on todayshomeowner.com/radio page on their blog there that we'll have it. But and so you can pick it up there, or we'll be glad to email this to you. But anyway, what you do is you take 3 gallons of the hottest water you can get, 22 ounces of the Diff wallpaper remover concentrate. Then you put a 1/4 cup of liquid fabric softener, 1 cup of white vinegar, and 2 tablespoons of baking soda.
Sounds delicious.
Then you mix it all up, and you're able to put it in a pump-up sprayer. It's amazing what it can do. You just saturate the wallpaper wall. Now, if it's a vinyl wallpaper, you have to use one of the wallpaper...
Paper tiger,
right, to kind of poke a few holes in that to allow the solution to, soak back into the adhesive and start working it off. But again, we will make sure that you get that formula. It works fantastic, and that way it will separate from the wallpaper and, from the drywall paper and minimize any damage that you might have. Sounds a little bit complicated, but it's less complicated than dealing with that raw drywall.
Oh, good, good. Well, there is hope then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These rooms are wall to ceiling.
Yeah. Boy, I've seen it. It is a tremendous amount of work. But once you get the hang of this solution and you're putting it on there and letting it soak in for a little bit, it'll peel right off of there. It's just amazing. We've peeled off 3 or 4 layers of wallpaper before.
Whoa.
By using this method, and it does work very, very well. Then you'll have to do a little bit of joint compound work on it, and then you're ready to sand and do some painting on it.
Okay. Sounds great.
Well, Kim, thanks for being a part of the show this week, and we certainly hope you have a great weekend and can get that wallpaper nightmare behind you. That's always a challenge, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, very few people call us and say, how do I put up wallpaper, right? Everyone wants
I
to take it,
it
down. I'll just make one other suggestion to Kim and anyone else listening. If you use the Paper Tiger, which is a great scoring tool, just you roll it along the wall and it punches little perforations in the wallpaper so that the remover can soak in. Just be careful not to apply too much pressure, because you could actually score the wall, drywall behind it. And so, you don't want to cause more damage. So very lightly run it over. And the reason that most wallpapers stick so tenaciously is that prior to putting on the wallpaper, the installer did not prime it. I didn't seal it with a primer. If you seal the drywall first with a primer, then put on the wallpaper, it'll peel off much more easily. But too late at this point for Kim. So I would just perforate it, spray it, and then let it soak in and then peel it off.